Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Amber Dowd is our guest for another 30 minutes, at least, maybe you can say longer, I'm not sure. But this is a short segment, some stations don't carry it. Let me get back to your earlier question, we'll come back and talk about solutions and what he sees moving forward. But again, you personally, I know you're going off insurance numbers and facts, and it's getting a lot of attention, and that's really great, and it seems like there's a huge awakening out there. But again, I always get in the enemy's mind, and also watch their statements, their pop statements, but also their kind of quasi-internal statements that are public, but not really promoted. Privately, they're saying, we're doomed, we're screwed, we bit off more than we can chew, we're going down. I look at Fauci's body language, other ones, I see Redfield turning against Fauci, I see rats leaving the sinking ship. But then as soon as I get that confidence we're winning, I get really concerned about what are they going to pull next to try to change the subject, because the one way you kill a story you don't like is with a new story.
Absolutely. Look, this is such a big fraud. I've been worried for a long time about what they do next, or what distraction presents itself that the media can highlight as they can overhype anything they want. And you know, there was a little bit of a breakthrough in the beginning of 2022. The all cause mortality data was starting to catch fire, and then we started the Ukraine war, and that became the headlines for 3 months. And then the numbers are getting so bad again that I suspect we're predicting an economic recession in Q3, Q4, Q1. So that'll probably be in the headlines soon. Once the summer is over, we get into the fall. Everyone's asleep. The stock market seems to be okay, but it's really not. It's only 5 stocks. So once we start to see that, that'll be distraction number one, economic collapse. Distraction two could be war with China. I mean, Warren Buffett, who is not a dumb guy, might have some information you and I don't have, sold his Taiwan semiconductor stock in the first quarter.
I was about to interrupt you. Here it is, Fox Business. Experts warn U.S. over China, flashing military capabilities, ready for war. And so a lot of the big dogs are saying this is the next distraction. That is crazy.
Yeah, and Warren Buffett sold his Taiwan semiconductor. He bought it at the end of 2022. Then he called what we on Wall Street pulled a 180. And sold it in the first quarter. And he actually said, and is quoted as saying, war was a consideration in my sale of the stock. And Warren Buffett does not flip stocks. When he buys and holds for years.
He does.
He bought it at the end of last year and he blew it out, you know, 6 months later. And he said war. Now, you know, Warren Buffett, I think he's got better information than I have. I'm just saying. So, Taiwan is definitely going to be a distraction. They could escalate on the Ukraine front, blow up a nuclear plant. There's just a whole host of things they can do. They're trying to scare everybody with the climate crisis by changing the weather heat maps. We've got, you know, my friends in Philadelphia and New York talk about the haze that's over the cities, which came from the Canadian wildfires, supposedly. There's multiple psyops going on all around. The UFO distraction, they're going to keep dropping that around. I mean, there's all sorts of distractions. They don't want you to look at the dead and the dying and the injured. And that, for me, this is the single biggest issue we all have collectively, because if what happens, happens, and I'd like to stop, but if we continue along with these numbers, we're in glacial Mad Max territory. Stuff won't get done. It won't get delivered. Services will go under. I believe the healthcare system is going to implode anyways. We're going to do a report on NIH, which is the UK health system. Their absence rates are a joke. All those people were vaccinated. They're getting sick. They're not going to work. The healthcare system's slowing down. I'm hearing anecdotes of people going in the emergency room on Maui for a minor thing, and they're in the emergency room for 13 hours. You can go to Australia from Honolulu in 13 hours. So it's either go to Australia or get service at an emergency room. I've been in the emergency room on Maui years ago before this nonsense, and I was in and out in 2 hours. So this is already breaking down. The system is already breaking down. It's not going to be on the TV. It's not going to be in the newspapers. But if any of you have to deal with any kind of healthcare-related problem, it's going to take you more time than you can even imagine.
I've never heard such clear, concise truth. It's true. We're in the collapse. We're in the post-industrial world. The globalists have triggered the collapse, but they thought they'd be the saviors during the collapse. Instead, they're going to be the villains. So how does that play out? It's been 3 years since we had it. We got it back in stock, the amazing 30 parts per million, highest quality colloidal silver and all the great things and all the great uses, back in stock, limited supply, InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And it's a very limited supply, but we have it back, InfoWarsStore.com, silver bullet, colloidal silver. The InfoWars Live silver bullet, colloidal silver has returned. Silver bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes to ensure for a truly unique product that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. It is amazing. It's got thousands of reviews, five-star reviews. InfoWarsStore.com. Silver Bullet returns to InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, get some Super Female Vitality, some Turbo Force, some Brain Force, and some Brain Force Ultra.
Fortunę tanto pobole razy, dla tych usług serwis. Fortuna miki, pobole razy.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Worldwide, over 25% of nitrogen fertilizer has been cut off. Farms are being shut down under UN policy from the Netherlands to Bangladesh. The design implosion of our planet is taking place. India has announced they're cutting all rice exports because they have an underage in rice production. Many other countries are following suit. Experts warn U.S. over China, flashing military capabilities, ready for war. Fox Business, top experts in the Pentagon say they believe war is imminent with China. We now have a stalemate in Ukraine. I've got news on that. Former stock picker and a guy that organized a bunch of whistleblowers in the last 3 years, wrote a best-selling book, Cause Unknown, on the whole COVID crisis, was just getting into the fact that this is a organized collapse. But I made the point going to break. The globalists thought they would organize it but pose as saviors. I made the point years ago, if we expose they're the ones exacerbating it for power and control, they will be destroyed during this process. So despite the fact it's a horrible process, it could be liberating at the other end instead of going into deeper tyranny in their system. So recap for some stations that just joined us on this crisis and what you think is happening. War with China, war with Russia, economic collapse, cyber attacks blamed on Russia. I mean, we're entering an unprecedented time of change regardless. People better have their head on a swivel.
Yeah, so let's go to the original source. When I wrote those tweets that were very predictive of what was to come, I based it on the fact that the credit system, the monetary global system, has a useful life to it. And it's been 78 years since we became the world reserve currency. And we're at the end game. And it's global economic collapse from the debt load. And so COVID was a war to reinflate. COVID was a war. What do you do in war? You spend a lot of money. COVID, we spent a lot of money and reinflated the economies of the world, which were collapsed, starting to collapse in 2019. That gave us another 2 years. Now we have a war in Ukraine. China and the U.S. are talking about war. Why is war good for bankers? Because you create debt to spend money, and that debt then reinflates the system. What they hate is deflation, and we're about to enter a deflationary period because the money supply went negative for the first time since 1930. In November of last year, and that's what the bankers are fighting. That's what the global governments are fighting, is deflation. And war is the only way, the only narrative to really sell to the public to put up with inflation. And so war is coming. It's unavoidable. China needs a war because they're collapsing. We need a war to distract from the horrendous COVID disaster that just occurred that implicates so many of our institutions. So war is coming. In my humble opinion, it's unavoidable. They want war. China wants war. We want war. It both benefits those parties.
The question is, how do they keep it from escalating? Because already Poland's talking about taking parts of Western Ukraine. If you follow that RAND Corporation threat continuum from 1 to 42 or whatever it is, we're already up in the 30s. I mean, it's following that train exactly.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how we avoid this. I think it's a lot of it's beyond our control. But, you know, I suspect whatever war happens, it's going to kind of be China wants the war, the U.S. wants the war. So they'll, you know, they'll probably just keep it contained. Maybe tactical nukes, maybe no nukes, maybe just proxy wars. But they'll have wars to distract and keep the populace, that each of their populations focused.
So it's just like 500, 600 years ago, they have some of the letters between the French king and the British king. They were cousins. They were competitors, but when they had uprisings in both countries, they'd say, hey, cousin, time for a war. It was real troops killing each other, but it was kind of a wink-wink.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, if you're in power and you want to stay in power and you have a system that's predicated on continual credit creation and inflation, you'll do whatever it takes to keep your seat. Now, do they all sit in a room drinking scotch and smoking cigars and laughing maniacally? No, it's the system kind of pushes it this way. And institutional momentum builds. And that's what's going on. Institutional momentum is going towards war. And, you know, one of the things I want to highlight is Speaker McCarthy surprisingly betrayed the GOP with that debt ceiling negotiation with Biden, where he basically left it uncapped. Now, I suspect someone pulled him aside from the deep state or the intelligence agencies or the DOD and said, we got some wars and we got some economic collapse coming. We're going to need free rein to spend. The government's going to need free rein. That's why it's uncapped. They uncapped it because they're going to need so much fiscal bazooka power, dry powder when this comes, that they need to be able to spend like drunken sailors to keep the system from imploding on itself.
I totally agree with you. Is there any way to unwind this and stop this?
Well, you know, the biggest enemy is not these clowns. It's the people who don't know what the hell's going on. I mean, if we had, you know, 40, 30, 25% of everybody, you know, on the same page as you and me and a lot of other people, you've been poisoned, you've been betrayed, they're going to distract with wars and this and that, this could end. But so the battle now is for the battle has always been in my mind for the marginal mind, the person who kind of knows something's off, hasn't put the pieces of the puzzle together, it's not really religious about their tribal identity. If you can get those people, we win. And, you know, I think there's 20% of the country is what I call hardcore COVIDian woke. They believe everything from that's handed on down in the talking points, and they won't bend.
I was about to say, you say move on from the cult members, I agree, but their lemmings are like stampeding cows will run you off the edge of the cliff. It's so sad. What's going to happen to them? They are just totally positioned for destruction.
A couple things. You know, these are the people that I think you want to avoid when it gets really bad because they're going to have cognitive dissonance explode. A lot of these people will turn violent. A lot of them will get depressed, become dysfunctional. You can try to help them if you can, but, you know, I'm aligning.
No, I mean, they'll come to your house and kill you and rob you. I mean, when things go south, all the studies show leftists are, what, 8-9 times more likely to steal, 7-8 times more likely to lie, they're like 10 times more likely to claim they're giving to charity they don't. I mean, these are really sociopaths. Which was a low percentage before. I think culture has kind of artificially produced a kind of an artificial sociopath light. And the truth is, in the future, dividing yourself from these people is going to be critical.
Yeah, you know, let's go back to the disability report that I started with. Psychiatric disorders are up 124% in 2022. And one of the psychiatric disorders in there is autism. And that's up 544% adult onset autism. So the vaccine has also caused psychosis and mood disorders and lots of other problems. So the populace is these people that are the most religious about the shot are experiencing not everyone, but in on average, there's a lot of mental disorders going on. The vaccine does get into the goes through the blood brain barrier and causes neurological issues that can lead to psychological disorders and mood dysfunction. So the bottom line is, we have big issues with these people that are the hardcore religious COVIDians. They could turn violent. They could become depressed. We just need to kind of avoid them, help them if you can, but just align yourself with people who are positive, free-thinking individuals. That's what I've done. I've met so many new people. I have a new life with great people, and there's all sorts of planning going on for the Renaissance after this. I'm just focused on waking up as many people as possible, but hopefully I can put that down at some point and start creating the new world with, you know, what we're going to do with our hedge fund eventually. But right now, the mission is get this information out. We're doing it for free. I also want to highlight the individuals behind this. It's not just me. It's Carlos Allegri, my partner, PhD in both physics and finance. Yuri Nunes, another partner. He is a PhD in physics, sitting professor at a university in Portugal. We have three data scientists that have joined us. We have another physicist. We have PR individuals that are helping assist us with the message. So the point I want to make is we have a team of people that have volunteered to do this. They've been coming to our organization. We've been vetting certain individuals, and we have a team now. And a lot of this work is just phenomenal work. This is PhD level work. And, you know, we're not just guys with spreadsheets on the internet putting out stuff. We're doing real analysis.
Absolutely.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It was about a month ago the White House actually floated the idea of spraying the skies with chemicals that would reduce the sun's rays to the earth. And of course, I immediately put out a tweet saying someone in the back of the class raises their hand and says, hey, won't that cause mass crop failure and starvation? I mean, this is a joke. When they say they want to ban gas generators, they're telling you what they're doing. They want you to be dependent upon whatever system they
But why are they? Why don't they just get behind success? The universe is so huge. I mean, it is. They are so villainous. It's like you said. It's a joke. It's like an archetypal joke. Oh, we're going to do Bill Gates's plan to black out the sun. What?
It makes no sense. It's stupid on its face. Obviously, these people are, you know, there's a lot of mental illness with psychopaths, so they're not even bright the way they're trying to, you know, implement these.
And there's a lot of inbreeding. There's a lot of trust fund kids now running things. I think that was just saying at the start of the show. This is a lot of mental illness. This is the toxic environment, the TV, and we have delusional elites like Caligula in control right now.
I mean, we have people doing massive amounts of drugs in D.C. running the show. It's not just Hunter Biden. Drug use, you know, cocaine, meth, heroin, you name it. Molly, MDMA, they're all partying every weekend, full drunk on power, and they listen to each other and they proclaim these things, not realizing how, you know, most of the country sober listens to this nonsense and just laughs. Like, I mean, it's a joke when I hear them say these things. I mean, I can't believe that people actually take them seriously. And what I'm disappointed in is a lot of our leaders, thought leaders, not in D.C. or in politics, remain silent on many of these issues because they don't want to be, you know, get controversial and weigh in on anything that might be deemed a conspiracy theory. We need everybody to just point out how ridiculous this all is.
Absolutely. And the whole thing's going down. You'll be a fool if you don't admit you were wrong. You're going to be a fool if you don't get on board with freedom. But look at this video clip. This has gone viral. Tens of millions of views on Twitter alone. This is just last week where the representative's calling for banning free speech. And then her assistant is behind her, lip-syncing in live time like they're synced up like robots, and then like acting like she's on PCP or something. And so it's a whole new sport now online to watch the aides and the Congress people when the camera's not on them or they don't know it's on them acting like whack jobs. I mean, what is this woman on? Here, go ahead and play the clip. Play it.
I wanted to introduce into the record page 55 from the committee's interview with FBI employee Roya Demlow, who you just spoke about, which took place on July 17, 2023. In that line, she says, the question was asked, okay, if someone were to leave here today, were to leave this interview and were to suggest or imply that when you said the laptop was real, that it meant that the FBI had affirmatively determined in October 2020 that the laptop belonged to Hunter Biden, that the contents belonged to Hunter Biden, and that the contents had not been manipulated in some way, would they be representing what you said, correct? Answer by Ms. Demlow. They would be representing what I said because I don't have much knowledge of that. They would be misrepresenting what I said because I don't have much knowledge of that. Because this committee likes to misrepresent or leave off.
I mean, ladies and gentlemen, these are lunatics you're watching. I don't know what we just saw, but everyone sees that and says, what the hell is that, Edward Dowd?
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to try to diagnose her, but if I was at a bar and I saw that woman, I would go nowhere near her. If I was a single man looking for a mate, that woman I would run the other way. Whatever's going on there is either she seems like her nervous system is out of whack. And so she either has a mental disorder, she's on something, or she just doesn't have the ability to self-soothe, because that's just kooky behavior on its face. That's an inability to just remain silent and listen. There's something going on with that poor woman. I don't know what it is, but it's not normal.
Well, there's definitely an attempt. There's billboards up all over the country saying, don't have kids, humans are evil, kill yourself. I know PETA's funding it, and from my sources, and also Alexander Soros. But I don't get their projection of their own hatred on us. I think we just reject that, love ourselves, love God, love others. I think we just survive and keep civilization going and realize this is a big animating contest of liberty. I think we win in the end.
I'm very hopeful. I was talking last night with an individual, and they were asking about the hopefulness of what's coming. I said, yes, there's a lot of good things coming, but there's a lot of problems and tribulations ahead. So, you know, mentally prepare yourself, you know, get into the mindset that material goods are not something that you're going to rely on for your happiness, because a lot of it's just not going to be available due to the slow breakdown of the system, in my humble opinion. I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong on a lot of this stuff, Alex, but, you know, these numbers, again, I'm an analyst and I project forward these numbers and it's a disaster. I want to just put one chart up there to illustrate what's going on. It's the sixth chart that I gave your producer.
Guys, put up the sixth chart of Edward Dowd. He sent us, I've got them all here. Go ahead and pull up his charts.
Yeah, it's the last one I submitted. It's the U.S. disability data. I just want to show what happened in June and May. The bottom line is, there it is. So you can see around February of 2021, U.S. disability. This is just a survey. It doesn't get into the causes that I talked about just now, but just a survey of people identifying as disabled. It took off in 2021 and went to 33.2 million in September 22. Then if you kind of chopped around, and I was saying, I hope the trend goes back down and we're out of the woods. Unfortunately, it just took off again. And we added, went to a new high of 34.1 million. And we added in June and May 1.3 million disabled. So it looks like it's reaccelerating again, and we have a new trend beginning. So again, think of this as like a stock chart. There was a breakout, you buy the breakout, and then you consolidate, and then it breaks out again. And now that's what's going on. So my fear has always been these vaccines cause. We don't know what the long-term or medium-term effects are, but now we're seeing them in real life. Medium-term effects are now manifesting in the big data.
Well, that chart looks like it gets worse. It doesn't mitigate. That looks like it just gets worse.
Yeah, I think you cut off a little bit of it, but it exploded to a new high.
Guys, go full screen on it. And we cut it off. How'd we cut it off?
We're missing June and June. It doesn't matter.
Go to the next month then. Go to the next month.
It took off. We added 857,000 people in the month of June to the disability rolls.
Wow. Well, I know this. It's a crazy time, and it's an incredible time to be alive. And like you said, we're meeting so many good people of every race, color, and creed that want freedom. And This is it. Every generation or so gets some type of challenge, but every three or four generations get a really big challenge. I think it's clear the biggest challenge humanity's ever faced is about to happen. I noticed your camera messed up. It's fine. Go ahead and closing comments, Edward Dowd. Well, let's hold him over. He can finish up on the other side. I want him to be able to finish up. So his Skype messed up. We'll reconnect with him, go to break, come back. But be sure and go to his website, follow him on Twitter. This is real, folks. I wish this wasn't real. I wish the globalists weren't doing all this. But at least we're aware of it. At least we build infrastructure that admits what's going on and happening so we can challenge these people. We'll see if Edward Dowd can reconnect, have some closing comments. Regardless, I've got big breaking news on a bunch of fronts straight ahead on InfoWars.com and Band.Video. Please stay with us.
We finally have our original best-selling colloidal silver back in stock. With the supply chain breakdowns and all the problems of the economy, we could not get the highest quality colloidal silver for almost 3 years back in stock. But now we've got it. 30 parts per million from the top lab. We got a limited shipment. hopefully we'll have a lot of it in the future. But if you want to experience and have in your medicine cabinet, have in your preparedness arsenal, high-quality colloidal silver from the best manufacturer, we have it right now private labeled under the name Silver Bullet at InfoWarsStore.com. Limited supply, 30% off, InfoWarsStore.com, Silver Bullet. Research colloidal silver. Find out what a game changer it is, and then get yours at InfoWarsStore.com. Silver Bullet, back in stock, 30% off. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Alright, got cut off by the break there. Scott failed. Everett Dowd a few more minutes with us. Just 35,000 foot view. We're in an epic moment. We know we got hit by a depopulation weapon. The globals are trying to start all these wars. Things aren't going well for them in Ukraine. Now they want to turn because Hitler was doing bad in North Africa and against the British. So he turned and attacked Russia. I mean, it seems like history's repeating itself. Closing comments. We really appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, one of the things I want people to understand is there seems to be a medium-term effect from these vaccines, despite the fact that booster uptake is way down. And it's manifesting itself in the U.S. disability data. It happened in May and June of this year. The good news was we had a rapid rise into 22, and it slowed down. It didn't break trend, but then we reaccelerated again the last 2 months. We've added 1.2 million disabled Americans in the last 2 months. This is a survey they're identifying as disabled. 857,000 in the month of June. It looks like a breakout. If this was a stock chart, it's a breakout. We had the breakout in early 21. Now we're having another breakout. And this is alarming. We have, 4.2 million Americans identifying as disabled. The good news is, Alex, a mainstream economist, Luke Grauman, on Twitter actually said maybe the unemployment rate is low because they've become disabled, and that's what's going on. He didn't identify vaccines, but he's saying something strange is going on with the disabilities. And the reason why that's important is the Fed is looking at the employment rate. The employment rate is abnormally low because of this phenomenon, and they're going to keep rates high, thinking that, everyone's got jobs and doing well. It's not that. It's that the help wanted signs are because people are leaving the workforce because they can't work. So this is a policy.
Well, that's right. Everywhere I go, whether it's a hardware store or a restaurant or a movie theater, there's no one to work. So what is going on here? Why we're maximum employed? And there's all these homeless illegal aliens everywhere, and people are staying home, not working. What's going on?
Yeah, so look, this vaccine, in my humble opinion, was detrimental to the employed because of their mandates. So we have a big part of our workforce that is what we call willing to work and able to work that has been decapacitated by the vaccine, and that's why you see a lot of help wanted signs. Now, a lot of people call it the Great Resignation, and people have changed their idea of work since COVID. That's nonsense. You just can't find workers. And I suspect it's because people are either not fully disabled, but enough so that that looking for a job is not their first priority. Their first priority is figuring out what's wrong with them. They're probably running around from doctor to doctor being told they have this, they have that. And what they really have is a vaccine injury. And if they had that knowledge, they could use some of the protocols that Peter McCullough, Pierre Corey, and others are working on to detoxify the spike protein, because it can be done.
And I was about to say, now there's worldwide moves in Europe, New Zealand, you name it, with legislation close to passing to ban all therapeutics. So we saw them suppress therapeutics during their release of the weapon, but now they're trying to legislatively ban it. Like in New Zealand, therapeutic products regulatory regime basically makes all vitamins prescription. I mean, this is really cold-blooded.
Absolutely. Ivermectin has been proven to work. There's a new discovery called natokinase, which helps to unbind the spike protein. They'll probably ban that. They'll ban anything that probably helps alleviate these problems. Now, the good news is it's not happening in the U.S., but New Zealand is a disaster, from what I understand. They're trying to ban everything.
Prime Minister said, don't look at the sun. Don't look at the sunset.
Yeah. Don't look at the sunset because you might get COVID. Don't get any vitamin D. She actually said, I believe, I am truth. I mean, she said the only truth is me,
and don't look at the sunset. Yeah. I mean, talk about a cult leader. Do not look at the sunset. I am the only truth. I mean, you can't make this up.
we're in clown world, Alex. And we just need more. I'm just heartbroken that there aren't more people like me who just stand up and start talking about how idiotic this is, but they remain silent because they don't want their friend to think they're a conspiracy
theorist. You mean it's wrong to have the leader of a country say, don't look at the sunset?
I would have thought anybody with a brain would just speak up against that, but apparently saying that is conspiratorial.
But it shows they want total depression, mask, isolation. They want us depressed. And there's signs of all over Austin, kill your baby, don't have babies, the world's ending, funded by PETA. I mean, it's like, how are there so many whacked out crazy people? Like, what do they think making the world give up is going to do? It's going to create a disaster for them.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And the mental disorders are on the rise. I anecdotally, we're seeing it all over the island of Maui. People are kind of losing their mind. Now, do I think the vaccine's part of it? Sure. But there's also the fact that lockdowns crippled a lot of people, depressed them. There's a lot of things going on with mental
health.
There's
a chain reaction of people becoming disconnected from reality. I think it's because they're not farming, they're not gardening, and I'm not perfect like you, great shape. They're not exercising. Humans are meant to do this basic stuff. Like the best astronauts, they think on a year mission to Mars, half of them go nuts. Well, this world we're in is very unnatural. And just like the Romans were so crazy and warlike because they lead-lined their wine bottles in lead, so they were warlike because they were on lead. We de-leaded gas by the 90s. Crime goes down as soon as they de-lead the gas. So I think a lot of it's just chemical, like you say.
Absolutely. And, you know, look, when I went to an all-boys camp when I was younger, a Christian camp, and they had what they call the four spokes. And the four spokes were mental, spiritual, social, and physical. And when you get all four of those folks working together, that's how humans are maximize their goodness in the world. You, look what they did with COVID. They take the physical, no gyms, physical, out, mental. You can't talk to anybody. Socially, social distancing. So they're breaking the spokes of the wheel. They want to separate and isolate people so that you go insane. Because as humans, we need to be social. We're social animals. We need each other. You need human contact. And this whole thing was a disaster for mental health. It's been proven. It's been written about. In addition to the vaccine, what it can do to mental health. I'm not saying the vaccine is the sole cause of the mental issues, but it certainly contributes.
Well, people that say COVID wasn't real didn't get it. It almost killed my dad. If I would have panicked, they would have put me on a ventilator. I could have had trouble breathing, but I got steroids. It was obviously a novel virus, still low kill rate if you got the right therapeutics, which they blocked. But then, Edward, what I see in the people that took it, I mean, I know people that took the shots, lawyers that are friends of mine, doctors, and they're not the same. I go meet with them now. They're not even there. It's like having dinner with a zombie, and you want to say, hey, what happened to you? But you know what it is. It's very sad.
I know an osteopath who treats a lot of vaccine injured, and he says one of the greatest observances he's made is that a lot of people have had cognitive decline. And they're not aware of it. It's sad. They're not even aware of their own cognitive decline. And he said he can see it, and eventually he makes them aware of it, and then they're surprised. And this is memory issues, inability to find words, energy levels way down. It's a host of problems.
So you're right. The $64 trillion answer is the question: how do you detox from this? That's everything. And clearly, God always gave us systems that'll counter anything. That's everything.
Yeah, detoxing. Go to Peter McCullough, Pierre Corey, the frontline COVID care doctors. They're coming up with it doesn't work for everyone, but you can try it. And one of the things that everyone universally has been talking about is fasting. And fasting, when you fast, your body eats itself, and it eats malformed proteins like the spike protein. So if you haven't looked into fasting, you should start looking into it.
No, I'm not tough enough like you. I can tell you're in great shape. But everybody I know says fast 3 days, once a month. It'll purify you. Your body will eat all the stuff.
Correct. And so, it's amazing that every world religion talks about fasting. Doctors never want to talk about it because it's free. You can do it yourself. And isn't it wild that in the spiritual battle between good and evil, fasting is going to be one of the tools to heal.
Edward Dowd, incredible. So glad to know you. God bless you, brother. Thank you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Fourth hour, then Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central, on the attacked, demonized InfoWars system, because we are over the target. All right, Edward Dowd, one of the leading voices fighting tyranny, finishing up. I appreciate your time. You were getting cut off by the break talking about fasting, and I've talked to other scientists and doctors who are saying the numbers look like fasting somehow makes your body destroy this spike protein infestation. That's very similar to what causes spongiform encephalopathy.
Yeah, fasting is not a cure-all, but it definitely helps. It's going to, you know, help reduce some of the spike protein. The big problem for a lot of people, not everyone who took the vaccine, some people continue to make the spike protein well after the vaccine, and your body just continues to make it. So you may never completely get rid of it, but you may have to change your lifestyle so you can suppress the production of the spike protein by, you know, taking some of these supplements these doctors are talking about and fasting. And fasting is God's way of cleansing the system. It's called autophagy. It literally eats all the malformed proteins in your body. And that's what Alzheimer's is. It's gunk in your brain over time. And fasting gets rid of lots of these issues and helps you stay young, live longer. And your body needs a break, and you have more energy. The body, the brain loves ketones, which is what your body produces when you're fasting. That's why a lot of the great philosophers would go on fast before they would write some of their things. Fasting is just something all religions have done for millennium, and it's been a lost art of healing because it's free. So the medical establishment wants nothing to do with this. I became clinically depressed in 2011-12 because I had mild anxiety and depression. Saw a psychiatrist, and they put me on the murder-suicide pills, which made me worse. The good news is there was an individual who told me to get off those and, you know, get God, get diet, and get fasting. And so I got all three of those working, and I haven't suffered from depression since 2012. And I never will again because, you know, once you get spiritual, you know that you're not alone and God will take care of you. You know, you can, you know, pause your eating and fast and heal yourself with the power of God and prayer. It's amazing. And so, I'm someone who came from clinical depression to where I am today with my memory better than it ever has, been able to do what I'm doing today for everybody's benefit. So, you know, I'm just thankful that I discovered fasting. It's something that everybody can do. Women have to do it differently because of their hormones and their cycles. But yeah, like anything, it's like working out. You want to start slow and build into it. You don't want to do a 5-day water fast out of the chute. And I do intermittent fasting. I only eat once a day, and I do extended water fasts a couple times every quarter.
Well, that's what's incredible is that I've only done fast a few times, and about a day and a half, I get so high, and my brain is working so well that I just can't handle it. I'm 5 times smarter, and I just go, well, this is too much. Well, I'm like, hamburger time. Ah! I mean, I don't know how people do it, but you're right. I mean, when I'm a day into a fast, I've done like 2 days maximum. And the ketones there, and my brain is loving it so much. How do you do it 5 days? I know people that do it. I don't know how you handle it.
Well, so you got to pray and ask God to help you through the pain. And when you do that, it works. I mean, the power of prayer is amazing. And fasting is praying at the same time. I mean, that's why a lot of clerics and monks and imams and rabbis, they all do it and have done it throughout history. It connects you to what's important in life. It helps you show that you do have willpower if you use God to help you along. I mean, it's hard to do it on willpower alone, but when you have some hunger pain, you pray to God to remove it, it eventually is removed.
See, that my issue is not the pain of not eating. It's that it's like, I mean, I'm not a big drug guy. I don't like hard drugs. I've tried this and that. I've never been a drug guy, but I've taken hallucinogens. When I've fasted, it's more intense than that about 2 days in. You're like, whoa, I'm like super awake, and I'm like, it's hard to handle. It's like you're high as a kite.
Right, and in fasting, you have to go through what's called the switchover from burning glycogen to ketones, and that's the painful part. That's why most people give up on the fast. They get into the headache part, the feeling weak. Once you break through the other side, like you said, you experience a kind of a euphoria, a clarity of mind, a peace, a calmness that it's well worth the sacrifice in my mind. But you know, it's not something I do every week. I do it a couple times a quarter.
Wow. All right. Edward Dowd, thank you so much. Again, the website for radio listeners that can't see it on screen, they need to go there, see the numbers for themselves.
Finance Technologies, PH instead of an F, .com. Go there and spread our website to everybody that doubts what's going on. We have such a devastating case and analyst mosaic. We come at it from different angles. We have so much data for scientists and people to look at. We wrote methodology papers on how we calculate excess mortality. We before we get into our conclusions, we present the data, the breakdown of the data. We have a kind of a very academic way of approaching this. So go to it and look at it. And Alex, I'd love to get to Austin one of these days. When I do, I'd love to hang out with you in the studio and have some fun.
Yes, sir. God bless you. Love you. Talk to you soon. All right. Well, Joe Salente is about to take over. And I got way prepared for the show today. All these stacks we looked at, I covered like 4 stacks. I didn't cover the other 10 or whatever there are, probably more than 10. But it's. I'm going to hit a few more right now before we hand the baton over. But this is definitely going down. I mean, this is so hardcore. This is such an incredible moment to be alive. I'm just so thankful that we're in the fight. We have this great crew and great audience, and we're reaching all these people. And you're sharing the articles and videos. I mean, that's really what this is all about. But, I mean, I got to tell you, it's insane. They hit us with a bioweapon. They hit us with a shot that was even worse. And these people are crazy. And they're trying to get us to roll over and die. We're not going to do it. So here's some of the headlines. For radio listeners, I'll describe it. It's a photo 100 years ago in 1923 of Staten Island and the Statue of Liberty shot from the same perspective. You can see the water's a little bit lower here in 2023 than it was then. And that's the truth. Global water levels have not gone up. Some beaches get bigger, some get smaller. That's erosion. That's how it works. Of course, there's this all-famous thing put out by Al Gore in his movie 20 years ago of a polar bear on the last piece of ice about to die. They're the farthest swimming land animal. They hunt whales and seals from ice floats in the summer. Their numbers have exploded from 10,000 to 70,000 worldwide. Look it up. The North Pole will be ice-free in the summer of 2013 because of man-made global warming. 2009, we have the video of that. And, of course, it's totally freezing. World leaders on their way to another climate change conference in their private jets. GOP lawmakers slammed Biden administration's proposed clampdown on home water heaters, a plan to completely ban them within 2 years. Now they want to ban your water heater, not just your stove. Insanity. Biden regime proposes ban on sale of portable gas generators, raising concerns for power outage reliance. Yeah, they want you in the dark alone. They're monsters. You figured it out yet? I mean, come on. Cancellation starts for John Clauser, the Nobel Prize winner for physics last year. And for Nobel Physics laureate speaks out about corruption. A climate scientist says it's a plan for depopulation. Gets a group of hundreds of top scientists, including nine other Nobel laureates, to sign on to his plan. Truth is, they're not going to stop us. But I want to air this critical report when we come back, before we go to Gerald Celente. Fox News itself, MSM, talking about WEF's plans to strip you from everything you own. You will own nothing. It's going mainstream. The good news is their plan is going mainstream. We're countering it together. Gerald Celente takes over in about 7-8 minutes, so I'm going to come back and finish up. Please remember, the only way our articles and videos get out is you take clips out of it and share it. Please keep doing it. I get all these emails. Can I take clips of your show and re-upload it? Not only can you, please do it. Can I share your articles? Can I repost them? Yes, please. We're free to air. That means everything we've got is for you to get it out. Infowarsstore.com is where you get amazing products like our high-quality colloidal silver. Haven't had this in 3 years, now back in stock. From the top lab in the U.S., 30 parts per million. So good for so many issues. Daily use, but also for backup issues. Topical, internal, you name it. Silver bullet back in stock, 30% off. Infowarsstore.com. Highest quality CBD oil, discounted. Way lower than any other competitor. Third-party groups have looked at ours. They say it's the best, lowest price. Infowarsstore.com. Double Patriot points on all orders during the sale. It only has about 6 days left the month of July. Patriot Pride Month. I want to thank you all for your support. Hour number four with Gerald Celente. Straight ahead, but first, the short Fox News piece.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.